And now we want to go back to Houston, Texas, where NPR's John Burnett has been following events all day. He's at the Johnson Space Center in Houston and joins us again. Hi, John.
Hey, Steve.
It's getting late in Texas. Are people continuing to come out to the front gate of the Johnson Space Center tonight?
It's really quite remarkable, the pilgrimages that people here in Clear Lake City are making to the front gate of the Johnson Space Center. This has become the place where people come to unburden themselves of these emotions, to show their appreciation for these astronauts, to, you know, show their patriotism, to say a prayer. It seems like when we had these national disasters, people look for a place to come like this. It was certainly ground zero, the fence after 9/11, and it's the front gate at the Johnson Space Center. They're lighting candles. They're bringing prayers. They're bringing flowers. There's a little boy, 5 years old, that drew a picture of the astronauts, and his mother pinned it up on the wall on the fence there. It's like earlier in the day, there was a press briefing, and the Space Shuttle Program Manager Ron Dittmore had said that human spaceflight is a passion and an emotional event, and you really sense the emotional aspect of that out here tonight. For the people here in Clear Lake City, these astronauts they weren't just the elite of the space program. They were neighbors. They were members of the choir. The commander, Rick Husband, was sung in the choir at Grace Community Church. They're mourning him there. They knew them intimately, and they missed them.
And I imagine there must still be many lights on in the buildings of the Johnson Space Center itself tonight.
Yes, they're working late, and they are on this worst-case scenario. They all have notebooks laying out what they're supposed to do if the worst of the worst were to happen. And so they're there tonight trying to piece details together of what went wrong. And as we heard in the press briefing today, they take it very personally that they made a mistake, that they let something get past them, that they didn't pay enough attention to a detail, and that's why this tragedy happened today. And they are determined to get to the bottom of it and not let it happen again. And you can imagine all the sentiments out here at the gate tonight are, you know, keep flying and don't let this, discourage the space program.
And it sticks with me, a remark by one of the NASA officials earlier today in that long press briefing in which he said, it was almost an aside, we're looking for the cause here, and that's how we're going to be spending all of our time for the foreseeable future, finding out what went wrong here.
Yes, and it's going to just swallow all of their lives until they find this out. And as we remember from the Challenger disaster back in 86, these investigations are just exhaustive, and there are multiple commissions, and you know, the shuttle fleet will be grounded for the time being. And so this is a period that everyone is really dreading, but it's as one person told me out there at the gate tonight, you know, we sort of know the drill now. We went through this back in 86. It's not to say it's any easier, but we know what to expect, and we know that we'll keep flying. We know these things are going to happen.
John, we've been talking a lot tonight about the astronaut community, and you're getting to see it close up this evening at this difficult moment. For those who are just joining us, though, remind us what kind of a community this is.
Well, it's like the chaplain that you interviewed a couple of guests ago, again and again, said this is a family. The community of astronauts, of active astronauts, and many retired astronauts live right around here in the sort of coastal plain southeast of Houston. Nassau Bay, Clear Lake City, League City, these are all very modern suburban cities, but this is where they live. And to the point where there's actually a person in Nassau whose job it is to, when if a disaster like this happens, he calls the members of the astronaut corps, as he put it, and he calls each one of them personally to let them know what's happened. There is an astronaut that accompanies the families of the current astronauts of Columbia when they go to the launchings and the landings. This is how personal the astronauts consider this family among themselves. And those same astronauts accompanied the families as they flew back to Houston tonight for what will be memorial services in the week to come. So it's a very intimate circle of these professional astronauts.
John, thanks very much.